Welcome to Virgo season 2025, and some may say this is the best season of all 12. This year, we're calling this Virgo season the Sacred Edit. This is not your typical analytical Virgo energy. This Virgo is the divine surgeon, wielding precision as a prayer. We're already knee-deep into this Virgo Pisces eclipse corridor that runs from January 2025 until July 2026. This is like a 19-month initiation where we must master the marriage between sacred order and spiritual surrender. It's about learning to build altars from spreadsheets and transform your daily routines into holy rituals. So come on in, let's take this ride. This Virgo season gives us something incredibly rare. Two new moons in the same season, creating a 30-day sacred corridor to completely rewrite the software of your existence. The first new moon already hit on Friday, Saturday, depends on where you were, at 0 degrees Virgo. The threshold. I actually have a video where I went really deep into the meaning of that new moon. I'll put a link down in the description so you can get straight to it. The new moon that just passed was pure, undiluted potential, calling us to awaken and name what must be healed, organized, and be purified. This is the cosmic green light to begin your sacred edit. The second new moon closes out at the end of Virgo season at 29 degrees Virgo, September 21st. And this is the seal to seal the deal. This is earned wisdom and refined mastery, sealing the work of the entire season. This is where you cement your new patterns and celebrate the transformation. Your task between these moons, edit your life like the divine surgeon. Every change you make is a ritual act. The shot caller of each season is the sun. So let's look at what the sun's gonna do. Each season is determined by the movement of the sun. That's why we are in Virgo season. Let's look at what the sun is gonna be doing I broke it down into four phases. The first phase is the high priest's solitude. The sun moves into Virgo solo dolo until September 2nd. The sun journeys solo through Virgo, its diagnostic light revealing every misalignment in your health, habits, and systems. This is the unfiltered assessment and pure motivation. Then we move on to phase two, the sacred scribe returns. September 2nd, Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, returns home to its domicile and to its exaltation. This is Mercury's most powerful state. You're not just thinking, you're drafting divine blueprints. Then we have phase three, the eclipse portal. September 7th, the solar eclipse creates a cosmic reset and amplifies the purification energy. This is where old patterns die, new systems are born. It's a supernatural acceleration of the sacred edit process. Then phase four, the Kazemi rebirth. September 13th, Mercury meets the sun in its heart. This is a cosmic rebirth of consciousness, a moment of mythic clarity and divine download. Plans conceived now carry a celestial backing and are infused with eclipse transformation energy. I've told you before, when planets change signs, shift happens. And Venus is about to shift. Let's take a look at Venus. On Monday, March 25th, Venus enters Leo. Love moves from Cancer's private nurturer to Leo's radiant stage. The moon enters Libra, which is Venus's domicile, seeking harmony, but immediately being confronted with tension. On Tuesday, August 26th, Venus creates a magical portal with Uranus and Neptune. Expect visionary love and spiritually aligned connections. Then on Wednesday, August 27th, this is the big one. Venus in opposition to Pluto, retrograde. The relational reckoning where power dynamics and shadows surface for transformation. The moon will enter Scorpio, squaring both of these positions, which will intensify everything. Thursday through Saturday, we get integration and expansion, ending with the moon in Sagittarius, lifting us into philosophical freedom. Do a life audit with Virgoian precision. What serves your highest good? What habits leak energy? Edit your life, showing no mercy, but do it with compassion. Ritualize your routine. Let meal prep be your meditation. Let organization be an offering, and your morning journaling be a prayer. Your body is a temple. Treat nutrition as communion, movement as devotion, rest as sacred restoration. You're being called to become three things this Virgo season: the author of your sacred text, the architect of your spiritual practice, and the alchemist of your daily life. This is not about perfection. It's about sacred precision. This is your season of the sacred edit. Make every revision count. Now, I told you in the beginning we got something rare. Two new moons in Virgo creating a sacred corridor of initiation and integration. The first new moon is August 22nd, 23rd at 0 degrees Virgo. That is the threshold keeper. It's the awakening, the first breath of the archetype. Then we move on to the initiation. Name what needs to be healed, organized, or purified. The energy present for this new moon was raw potential. Virgin soil still had its nutrients still in it. And it's the cosmic green light. This is when you're supposed to seed intentions and begin the sacred edit. When we get to the next new moon, September 21st at 29 degrees Virgo, this is the seal keeper. It's the completion. Because 29 is the final degree of mastery. Saturn rules that section of Virgo. So it's about mastery. By the time we get to this point, the integration, hopefully, you should be locked into new systems, rhythms, and practices. And the universe is going to want to know about your earned wisdom, refined mastery, and is it time for sacred closure? It will be a time to anchor your new patterns. And don't forget the most important part, celebrate your transformation. Between these two lunations lies your personal reformation. Use this 30-day window wisely for your own sake. Now let's look at this in three phases. The sun's solo journey, August 22nd to the 2nd. The sun enters into Virgo's temple, along becoming the high priest of diagnostic light. And during the solo journey, the sun's solo journey offers unfiltered clarity about what needs attention. Pure assessment without mental interference. Raw motivation for necessary changes. And divine spotlight on health, habits, and systems. Then we move on to phase two, Mercury's triumphant return, September 2nd. Mercury doesn't just return home back to Virgo. Again, that's Mercury's domicile and exaltation. All right, and Mercury's highest dignity. Mercury is the sacred scribe. And at this point, your writing and things that you're writing become ritual. What does that mean? Write it down. Put it on a calendar. Mercury is also the divine translator. All your communications become initiations. Keep that in mind. Mercury also becomes the cosmic editor. This is where your thoughts achieve surgical precision, cutting away what no longer serves you. Then Mercury becomes the master craftsman. Mercury is the magician. Your ideas become the perfect blueprint. Then we move on to phase three, the Kazemi, September 13th, which is the climax of all of this. Well, of Mercury's journey, right? Mercury reaches the heart of the sun, and this is when we have this cosmic rebirth of consciousness. Pay attention for divine downloads arriving to bring clarity to chaos. Strategic insights are blessed by the solar fire. Mental fog burns away completely. So if you've been feeling confused during this season, you should find clarity. Plans conceived now carry celestial backing. Whatever you plan on now, the universe has got your back. After this Kazemi, Mercury moves on to Libra, preparing the diplomatic foundation for the sun's arrival September 23rd. Now let's look at this week, August 25th to the 30th. This is when shift happens. The goddess ascends. Venus enters Leo. Love transforms from Cancer's protective embrace to Leo's radiant stage. Relationships become theaters for soul expression. Values shift from security to recognition. Beauty demands applause, not just appreciation. Creative expression seeks royal acknowledgement. On Monday, Venus will trine retrograding Saturn in Aries. Mature passion meets disciplined commitment. Love finds its structural foundation. Creative projects gain long-term vision. Relationships embrace responsible devotion. The moon also enters Libra on Monday. Emotional focus shifts to harmony and justice. And when the moon enters Libra, it will immediately have an opposition with Saturn and Neptune in Aries, revealing core tensions. The desire for peace confronts the reality of individual assertion. Aesthetic sensitivity heightens dramatically. On Tuesday, August 26th, electric harmony. Venus sextiles Uranus and trines Neptune, a portal day of visionary love. Sudden attractions carry spiritual significance. Creative breakthroughs feel divinely inspired. Beauty becomes a channel for cosmic truth. Unexpected connections serve higher purposes. The moon conjuncts Mars in Libra. The warrior of peace emerges. Mars is in detriment in Libra and seeks justice through tension. Watch for passive aggressiveness surfacing. Channel that into assertive diplomacy. Fighting for fairness becomes a sacred calling. The moon will also sextile Mercury in Leo and square Jupiter in Cancer. Heart-minded alignment flows beautifully, but beware of emotional inflation and dramatic overreaction. Then on Wednesday, August 27th, the underworld opens. Venus in opposition to a retrograding Pluto in Aquarius. This is the relational reckoning. Power dynamics surface for transformation. Shadow material and relationships demand acknowledgement. Obsessive patterns face their final disillusion. Truth-telling becomes necessary for evolution. The moon will also oppose Chiron in Aries. Old identity wounds ache. Past hurts around assertion and independence may surface. Healing requires honoring both strength and vulnerability. Then the moon enters into Scorpio's descent into emotional depth. Superficiality is rejected completely. Truth becomes the only acceptable currency. Moon will square Pluto, intensifying the transformational pressure. Then we move on to Thursday, and this is integration. The moon will sextile the sun. Water meets earth in perfect harmony. Deep emotions find practical expression. Healing rituals gain tangible power. Integration of recent insight flows naturally. Then on Friday, expansion and translation. The moon will trine Jupiter in Cancer. Emotional generosity overflows. Family and nurturing themes expand beautifully. Optimism and warmth heal recent wounds. The moon will also square Mercury in Leo. Expressive tension. The mind wants drama, but the heart wants nuance. Pause before speaking. Translate those emotions into wisdom. Then we get to Saturday, the great exhale. The moon enters into Sagittarius. Liberation from emotional intensity. Philosophical perspective returns. Adventure and meaning making become priorities. Perfect reset before deeper Virgo work continues. Welcome to Virgo season, the art of sacred editing. When it comes to your life audit, ask yourself, what serves your highest good? What habits have become unconscious? Where is energy being leaked or wasted? On a daily basis, transform routine into ritual. Do you journal in the morning? Make that journaling your morning prayer. Do you prepare your meals? Make those your meditation. Organization as an offering. Organize what's around you. If everything's around you organized, go help somebody organize. Make sure you use your body. Remember that your body is a temple, housing your spirit. Nutrition becomes communion. Movement becomes devotion. Reset becomes sacred restoration. I have a question for you. Where is your Virgo Pisces axis in your chart? Don't you think you should know that? Identify where your practical service meets your spiritual calling. And lastly, prepare for profound shifts in these two areas. This season is not about perfection. It's about sacred precision. It's not about criticism. It's about compassionate discernment. It's not about control. It's about conscious crafting. You're being called to become the author of your own sacred text, the architect of your spiritual practice, and the alchemist of your daily life. Every detail matters because every detail is an opportunity for devotion. The double new moon portal offers a rare gift, the chance to completely rewrite the software of your existence. Use Mercury's exaltation to think with divine clarity. Use Venus's Leo courage to love with royal confidence. Use the eclipse axis to marry heaven with earth in your lived experience. As above, so below. This is the season of the sacred edit. Make every revision count. I want to thank y'all for riding with me. Make sure you like, subscribe, come to the website. Make sure you sign up to the website. Come to the website, book a reading. I'd like to have a conversation with you. I would enjoy it. I'm sure you would too. My name is Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy.